Roth.net began as the Aspen Computer Society in 1982, a nonprofit computer club supporting what was, at the time, a new and growing technology. It launched dial-up internet service in 1995 and was the only local internet service provider until the formation of Sopra Surfers, which merged with a Front Range provider in 2009. Chris Dobbins served as executive director of Roth.net and is now overseeing its transition. He says that the company ceased service because modern technology overcame it. Roth.net email and web hosting services have been transferred to rifle-based Align Multimedia, and DSL customers were informed in October of 2020 that they'd need to seek an alternative internet service provider. That's when Glenwood Springs-based Pathfinder Broadband found itself in the right place at the right time.
We were taking over their customer base right when COVID hit. And so when COVID hit, we pretty much exploded. We tripled our subscriber count.
That's Far Shepherd, co-founder of Pathfinder, along with Andy Grillo, who, according to their website, has spent his entire life in the Pathfinder service area.
While all this was going on, the demand was increasing so much. You know, we were kind of changing the tire while the car was driving down the highway.
Shepherd and Grillo started Pathfinder in 2017 and didn't expect to grow so quickly.
My service isn't great, but it's good enough. People don't like to change. When COVID hit, they were like, oh, I really realize how bad this is because I was never home all day.
Service was suddenly a bigger issue when subscribers started working and learning from home. The Center on Rural Innovation is a nonprofit that creates strategies to help rural communities achieve economic success. In May 2020, the organization created what's called a Rural Opportunity Map, showing how much internet access is available in school districts across the country. According to that data, 27.4% of the Garfield RE2 school district does not have broadband access. That puts the district in the partial access category, along with Roaring Fork RE1 district, where 15.5% of people cannot access broadband. In contrast, 4.1% of Aspen School District 1 is without broadband. At the beginning of COVID-19, Pathfinder knew it needed to grow quickly and reliably. Shepherd says he and Grillo took several key measures to adapt to the speedy growth, including increasing tower capacity by 10 times and contacting the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, to ask for a temporary emergency radio signal to use during expansion. And Shepherd says Pathfinder focused on its most rural customers.
Our very first fiber optic project was, again, in an area that there was a need. So we're less concerned about going into Willits and these types of things. We will get there as a company, but we're definitely building out towers to reach these nooks and crannies.
Historically, DSL internet has been a good option for people with telephone infrastructure, and broadband has paired well with television technology. But getting internet to people who live in those nooks and crannies, like near Cottonwood Pass, Ashcroft, and in Redstone, has always been a puzzle. Often, those people have subscribed to satellite internet providers. But Shepherd says the quality of satellite technology is inherently limited.
Traditional satellite provider is literally in outer space. And so the time it takes your click to travel to space to return a result, you can do that same trip on DSL, let's say, 500 times. That's a measure of quality, not necessarily speed.
Fiber optic internet has recently become the fastest known internet technology because it runs by transmitting light and therefore is only theoretically limited by the speed of light. For subscribers who live too far to run cables to their homes, fiber optic can be combined with radio technology and pinged from service towers.
You've got a lot of companies that are on these towers like Sunlight Mountain and Crown Mountain, and we're there as well. But we're getting into the communities. When we deliver a wireless product for internet, the closer you are to that broadcast site, the faster speed, the better quality it is.
That's why Pathfinder has found new locations within neighborhoods, like at water tanks and clubhouses, to build new towers. Though life during COVID-19 has demanded quick broadband improvements, local companies like Pathfinder are building infrastructure to connect communities long after the pandemic has passed. For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.